Both Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, supreme leader of the military council, and Abdullah Hamdouk, a civilian prime minister, agreed this week that military and civilian officials are to jointly administer the country within a transitional cabinet until the end of 2023. The agreement followed a military coup in October that deposed the government of Hamdouk and declared a state of emergency across Sudan. The United Nations, which brokered the agreement, along with some key Arab and foreign countries, supported the deal. But crowds of Sudanese took to the streets of Khartoum and other major cities to protest. They called the latest October coup a hijack of the 2018 Sudanese revolution. They chanted slogans reflecting their distrust of the military. Asim Kanoun is one of the protesters in Khartoum.
Our demands are centered in restoring the objectives of the revolution, keeping the military establishment aside, and observing a civilian government that promotes peace and civil life.
In December 2018, civilian revolutionaries overthrew the authoritarian regime of President Omar al-Bashir, who had been in power for more than three decades. The revolution resulted in a civilian military transitional government council. Since then, instability has plagued Sudan and economic development stalled. Then in October, the military under al-Burhan intervened, dissolved the transitional council and ordered the arrest of the civilian prime minister Abdullah Hamdouk himself. At least 40 demonstrators have been killed in the protests that have followed. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari.